We've got to head to Scott McDonald, who's on the line over in Scotland. The former Socceroo joins us as the Aussies got one back. They're now one win, one loss in the Asian Cup with a decisive game to come against Syria. And Scott joins us on the line this morning. Scott, good morning and welcome to RSN 927.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
We're very well.
Out there, is it?
Sure is. We're only aiming for a top of 40 here today in Melbourne. What's it like in Scotland?
Windy, rainy, and near enough almost zero. So lovely here too.
I actually would prefer the windy, rainy, and close to zero than 40. I'm not a heat man myself. There was plenty of heat on the Socceroos actually after the first game against Jordan. A few criticisms that they might have gone in a little too overconfident. What did you make of first of all the fight back against Palestine, but more importantly, the disappointment first up?
Bit of a shock first up. Obviously, the expectation levels, you know, of the team, the squad, albeit there's a couple of, you know, players missing from that squad at full strength, but still you would expect, you know, the Socceroos to get over the line against the Jordanian side. But once they got their noses in front, you know, early on, it made it very difficult for us to get back in the game. Frustrated us a lot, a couple of chances, but never was convincing. So there was a lot of, like you said, a lot of heat, a lot of pressure on, you know, the boys to, you know, to perform and most importantly, get a result in the second game, or else, you know, it was everything or nothing, you know, with that game. They had to win it, and you know, Graham Arnold and his boys showed great character to come back from that disappointment and, albeit, dominate the Palestinians, I thought. You know, and it was a great, comfortable win in the end. And there was no one more delighted for Jamie McLaren than myself. Because if anyone knows the pain that you go through and the desperation just to get that goal, it's me, you know. So I was more than pleased for him to get that monkey off his back. And hopefully now he can go from, you know, strength to strength for the Socceroos.
Spending his time at Hibs at the moment as well. So he's got a good Scottish connection with you, Scott McDonald. I wanted to ask about Jamie McLaren, the relief he would feel and what this will do for his game and what you might have thought 3 minutes into the game where he had one basically set up on a tee for him to just pass back into the back of the net, essentially, but had an air swing. I'm sure his confidence at that stage might have taken a bit of a hit, but good for him to get on the score sheet finally.
Yeah, I can imagine he was thinking about that a lot, you know, after the incident, probably taking a good 5-10 minutes to shake it off. Been there before many times myself, you know, but it goes, again, it shows the strength of character, not, you know, just from the team, but from himself, you know. He believes in himself. He's come out and he said, you know, he's probably got the best ratio, you know, goals to games, you know, within, you know, playing for a club level. And he wants to go and show that at international level. It's not quite worked the way he wanted to, but Graham Arnold showed belief and faith in him, albeit there's been a couple of injuries. But, you know, after the disappointment of, you know, the first game against Jordan, it could have been easy just to have dropped him. But, you know, Graham stuck with him. And that's what you want as a player. You want that, you know, from your manager to believe in you. And sometimes I didn't quite have that in my spell, you know, playing for the Socceroos. So it's wonderful for Jamie and great from Graham Arnold, you know, psychologically. And obviously he believes in Jamie as well. And he's come up with the goods for him and the team and the nation. And it's great for everyone. And like I said, you know, hopefully he can go from strength to strength now because he is a quality player. This year has not been quite, or should I say this season, not quite been the season that he would have hoped to up until now. But I hope they just can kickstart him for the rest of the campaign. And whether that's, you know, after, you know, the Socceroos exploits, whether that's going to be at Hibs or not, we'll have to wait and see. Because, you know, I'm hearing, obviously, there's possible movements on that.
Scott, Australia in the next round, well, the next game they play is against Syria coming up. That's Wednesday, 12:30 a.m. our time here in Melbourne. I guess they go in with an enormous amount of confidence, banging in three in the last game against Palestine.
Yeah, of course, most definitely. And the performance, I think Jackson Irvine was, you know, fantastic as well. You know, coming in, been desperate to start for a long time, and you know, I think more or less he made that jersey his own. You know, against the Palestinians, there's no question for me he has to start the next game. He's such a powerhouse in there. He's a real aerial threat. You know, now that obviously Tim's gone and we've lost a bit of that aerial prowess, I think, you know, having someone, you know, like that in the squad is, you know, ever so, it's such a positive, because in Asian football, they don't deal with the aerial sort of, you know, attacking abilities as well as, you know, probably other nations do. So to have someone like Jackson in the team and you can throw it in there certainly causes a lot of upset, and possibly the referee as well, which was, he was crazy, you know, against Palestinian. I thought some of the refereeing decisions in that game were unbelievable, but you have to expect that within Asian football. It does happen. So it's just important, you know, that they build now from that, take the confidence from it. Mark Milligan, again, leading by example, was excellent. And I think they can take a lot of confidence from it. You know, it looks like, well, it's most definitely going to have to finish runners-up now within the group, which means they'll play Al Ain, I think, in the round of 16. So whether or not that's going to be Uzbekistan or not, you know, I'm thinking ahead already if they were to beat Syria. So, you know, I see still that the pathway, you know, for them to, you know, to be successful could still be there anyhow.
Hopefully it all pans out for them. One player I wanted to touch on as well, Awa Mabil. He's had a fantastic story, played for Adelaide United and then has headed overseas. And his improvement, not only at club level, but more importantly for us on the national stage, seems to be exponential at the moment. Every game he seems to get better and better on the score sheet again. And he's really something we've lacked with plenty of pace down that right-hand side. And he's an attacking threat every time he wanders into the box. What have you made of his improvement over the last 6 months since really made his Socceroos debut?
Very impressive. It's someone that obviously I've not had a big chance to see a lot of, you know, within when he was playing at Adelaide, but obviously he's come on the scene and it's been a wonderful story, you know, him making his, you know, debut, where he's come from to get there. And it's been a worldwide story, you know, and made, you know, big news over here as well. It was all over the BBC websites. There was a little story on it, you know, as well. It's been amazing. It's a proud moment for Australia, you know, to come together, you know, when we see, you know, stories like this. And Mabil's gone from stride to stride, and he's doing ever so well over, I think it's Denmark, is it not?
Yep.
You know, and I think, you know, there's a big future for him. And like you said there, he gives us a real attacking prowess threat, you know, from that wide area. And again, he's good at coming in, you know, the back stick and posing a threat in the air as well. But, you know, when he gets the ball down at his feet and he's direct and he's running at players, something that I thought Boyle was going to give, you know, Australia. So to have Mabil there as well, I think is a big plus. And we've got the likes of Lecky to come back as well, and Nabu as well. So there's a lot of attacking options for Graham Arnold going forward here. You know, it's just important that they keep disciplined and keep the back door shut, because there's enough talent to go and win games, that's for sure.
And one last one before we let you go, Scott, as we head towards that Syrian game, how important is the mindset for the Socceroos? Because we saw that was blamed a little bit by others within the press in Australia for the loss against Jordan. This is obviously going to be a very similar scenario where Syria will probably park the bus. How important is it for the attacking formation to try and stay patient to try and find a goal?
That's the biggest key there. You know, patience is going to be key. You know, all these nations are going to, you know, block it up. You know, two banks of four, probably two banks of five, realistically, and really try to frustrate Australia and hope for a set piece like the Jordanians did and try and get on the end of it. But it's important that, you know, Australia keep disciplined, keep moving it, keep the tempo high. That's important. You know, not to have, you know, slow build-up. They need to move the ball side to side and keep it moving very quickly. And you've got players like Tom Rogic who can open up, you know, things for you, you know, if he's in form. So hopefully he can do that. Like I said about Jackson Irvine as well, being a threat, you know, in the air, getting in there, whether it's be set pieces or crosses from wide areas as well. I think that's something that was missed possibly in the first game. But I think the wake-up call's been already. And to get it within the first game is probably a blessing in disguise. It wasn't too similar in the last campaign. So I think this has been a real probably, you know, in hindsight, a good thing. As long as they can get over the line against Syria, which I'm more than confident they will, and then they can build from there. But the performance itself against, you know, Palestine should give them enough confidence to go ahead and grab all three against Syria, you know, or we all hope anyway.
We sure do. Scott, thanks so much for your time again on RSN 927. Fantastic to chat, and we'll catch up with you hopefully a little later on in the tournament as the Socceroos progress.
Pleasure, guys. Thanks for watching.